Hey, Ian.
Hey, I don't know what is going
Yeah,
on.
sorry. It might be my iPad.
It's all good. Well, we haven't done a podcast in a while, and
Yeah.
I guess Extreme Rules is this Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's in 4 days, I believe. So, yeah.
Okay, why don't you introduce yourself? They know you, but why don't you tell them who you are again?
My name is JRP. I'm from the 315. I'm autistic and I do YouTube, and you can find me on TikTok only justinsawash.com. It was a joke at first, but hopefully we get, it's gonna be like an OnlyFans kind of thing.
Gotcha. All right, so we touched on a couple. You want to talk about wrestling?
Yeah. Because there's a lot to talk about. There's Extreme Rules, there's AEW Grand Slam, there's a
All
bunch
right,
of
well, let's talk about AEW for a sec.
all
What's your take on everything that's happened?
right. Well, we know we have MJF versus Brian Pillman Jr.
Like everything that's happened to AEW lately, what's your take on that? What's your opinion? How do you feel about it?
Oh man, freaking they've definitely scored some big name guys like Bryan Danielson, Adam Cole, Ruby Soho, who is Ruby Riott in WWE. I think it's good for the company. They're giving Vince a run for their money.
Didn't mention CM Punk.
Oh yeah, CM Punk too.
Yeah, I hope they can build their young talent as well, but they're definitely giving them a run for the money. I guess you could say that for sure.
Yeah, because I know Tony Khan is the son of the Jacksonville Jaguars football team's owner, something Khan.
Yeah.
But I just hope Tony Khan's not. I think Vince is trying to let Tony Khan use up all the money for AEW so Vince could have the last laugh.
Yeah, I don't know the WWE right now. I mean,
Yeah,
clearly it's gonna get
WWE right now
better,
is a sinking ship. They need something.
and Bray keeps hinting to be doing something.
Oh yeah,
And
CM Punk had a BW written on his shoe. Just like he had AC for Adam Cole, who signed with AW. There was BW on the bottom of CM Punk's shoe there. So I think that means Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I could see him going there. I mean, so what are the matches at the Extreme Rules? You got, what do we have? Jeff Hardy,
And
Sheamus,
Damian Priest.
and Damian Priest. Damian will hold that for a while.
Yeah, but if not, I see Jeff Hardy possibly winning.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get back in the main scene again, but it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, with all his past demons and stuff like that.
Unfortunately. And you got, well, you got Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair.
Yeah, this match I'm not too crazy for. Like the build-up's been pretty decent.
Yeah.
But I think Becky Lynch is gonna beat her in about
Yeah,
20 seconds.
I don't know what's gonna. I don't say I don't think that. I don't know what's gonna. I do think Becky's gonna win though.
Yeah, like it has the making of like a decent match if put on right, but WWE they're just losing it.
Yeah, and what you got? Roman Reigns, the Tribal
Versus
Chief,
the
versus Finn Balor, the Demon. Is that what's going on?
yeah, because he's
Where's Brock in all this?
I think Brock might come out in F5 Roman, and F5 Finn Balor might put Roman on Finn Balor or Finn Balor on Roman.
Yeah, what if Finn Balor won the belt and it just started Roman versus Brock?
Yeah, so I see Roman Reigns retaining.
Yeah, so do I.
Because just on Raw, they had the Bloodline versus New Day, and the Bloodline won, and then they made a Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley versus Big E match for the main event.
Yeah, he won. I saw the last, like, 60 seconds of that match.
Yeah, I think them making Big E the champion definitely was a good idea. The guy's been there for years and has only held the Intercontinental title.
Intercontinental, tag team, and yeah, everything but the United States will be Grand Slam.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch Sunday night.
Yeah, I don't know. WWE's losing my interest. Like, they had some good match, but I don't know. It's just not feeling WWE anymore.
Yeah, understood.
And of course, we got Charlotte versus Alexa Bliss.
That's another one. I don't know. Alexa hasn't lost in like a year and a half. If you look it up, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. She owned Charlotte on Raw tonight. On Monday night.
Yeah, I saw some clips. That was pretty funny.
But I think Charlotte's gonna win this one and retain.
You don't think there's gonna be some kind of interruption?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, because they're really high on Charlotte right now, and I think they're just bringing Lex Bliss and a job to her.
I don't know about that. I think something's gonna happen in that one. I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, that is an interesting one, though.
I would like to see some, like, magic shit happen, but...
All right, now we talked about... Basically, covered the wrestling.
The Usos versus the Street Profits for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
Usos gonna win.
Yeah, I think so, because they're really high in the Bloodline right now. And plus, we have Liv Morgan versus Carmella.
Neither of them are really good wrestlers. Yeah. I'm not interested in that match.
I'm a Liv Morgan fan, so I hope she wins.
Oh, and Nikki A.S.H. and the Rhea Ripley, the new tag team champs.
Oh, yeah. And I know my all-women's faction, the Russian Bomb Bombshells, are going to debut and take them out.
Yeah. You're funny, buddy. All right, that ain't covers the wrestling. What else did you said you wanted to talk about some other things? What would you like to talk about?
Yeah. Do you think this is it Halloween Kills?
Halloween Kills. Yes, it comes out October 15th.
Yeah, on Peacock. You can stream it on Peacock.
Yeah, I have it. I'm gonna watch it.
I don't think this is gonna be the last time we see Michael Myers.
No, they're doing one more. I know they did. They signed on a 3-movie deal, so I know they're at least doing another one after this.
And it's just they need to stop remaking like movies. Like, I get they're trying to like add on to this Halloween franchise, but what the hell is that movie? They're remaking The Lost Boys.
Oh God, I know. I heard it.
And I'm like, come
don't
on.
Don't get me started. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm like, come on, Hollywood. Seriously, you can't make original ideas, so you gotta just remake movie after movie?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I refuse to. When I say that's one of my favorite movies, that's like one of my favorite movies ever.
And I do gotta say, I heard you and Stevie Rockers and what's the other guy's name?
What's that?
R2.
Rodney. Yeah. R2. Yeah.
You guys made a music video called Bros or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Everybody should go check that out and give it a like, because that is bussin'.
He said bussin'. You said that was bussin'. Oh, man, you're funny.
So do you
have Peacock, so are you going to be watching the movie?
I'm probably, I don't know, because I kind of am freeloading off my one friend for Peacock. So I don't know if he's interested anymore, because he was talking about getting Ubisoft Plus that has like all the Far Cries and shit on it.
Gotcha. Speaking of which, didn't you say you wanted to, any other movies that you're, or topics about that you want to dive into?
Not really, but I do have some stuff that if the fans want to know. PCW Ultra in California, they're holding a event on October 22nd in Wimbledon, California, and it will have the Blood Hunter with Kevin Sullivan, who is rumored to have put a hit on Chris Benoit and his family. He was married to Nancy Benoit at one point. The Blood Hunter is facing Two Cold Scorpio, aka Flash Funk from WWE.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and
we were getting off topic with the movie thing, but I did hear, because of the documentary about Ric Flair, he's in deep shit.
Oh yeah, he tried to make a stewardess. What was her name? I seen the episode of Dark Side of the Ring. It was Haley Dowell. Yeah, she made me and my friend Justin on Discord. We were talking about this situation, and I'm like, holy crap. Did you watch that episode?
I know. I just heard, like, you know, about on the internet about it. It was trending in a lot of wrestling pages I have. They were talking about it, and I didn't know exactly what was said and what happened.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Dark Side of the Ring, they're very biased. Like, their Chris Benoit episode that they did about the murders and shit, they made Kevin Sullivan sounds so bad, but that wasn't him. He didn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
They made him sound like a murderer or something.
Yeah, I know. That's not fair. Other than that, the movies, the Ghostbusters is coming out in November, and I'm actually a little curious to see that. I hope it's streaming on something. That's the problem now. There's no video stores. You can't go, like, you can go to the movies, but like, I said this a couple of years ago to Chris, which you guys know our channel. He's a big part of what we are. And
he's one that does the editing, because your computer's not up.
Yeah, yeah, we've edited together. Perpetua wouldn't be anything without him. We did this together.
Yeah.
He may not be in front of the camera all the time, but he has his hands very just as much as I do on it. And he's been a big help. He's one of my best friends. Anyway, what were we talking about? The Ghostbusters. Oh, well, yes. I said to him a couple years ago, I'm like, you know, eventually everything is going to be streamed, even the new movies coming out, and like each streaming service is going to have the rights to it. And that's, I think that's how. I don't think there's going to be any movie theaters. At some point, they're going to be gone.
Oh, yeah, like physical media. That's vanishing.
Yeah. Newspapers.
I see some people on YouTube who I watch, like Wet Movie One, Brendan Mitchell. He's goes out in every Tuesday and hoards up on stuff, and he's been saying that physical media is vanishing.
Yeah. I think it really is.
And also on wrestling news, what the hell is that thing? The Blood Hunter will face ECW legend The Sandman.
Oh, wow. He's still wrestling The Sandman?
Yeah. And he just poured, I think it was an Impact show, I believe, where Sandman, I don't know if you know who the diva Katie Forbes is.
Mm-hmm.
She's Rob Van Dam's girlfriend, wife.
Okay.
Sandman was pouring beer down her buttocks.
Okay.
And it just came out today that the Blood Hunter also will be facing Carlito from WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's definitely some a lot of possibilities with this Blood Hunter guy, and the weird thing is nobody knows who he truly is.
Go follow him on YouTube.
Yeah, because he's already destroyed Sabu, Just Incredible, Haku and Barbarian, the Power of Pain, or whatever the hell they call him. And some Teddy Hart, Hudazu Guerrera. He's been in the ring with some good guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he craves blood and violence, so I think this is... WWE needs somebody like that to get rid of all this comedy nonsense.
I agree.
So how's your knee?
It's doing good. Yeah, it's healing up.
Yeah, because Nia Jax and...
Yeah, I saw her fake injury.
Yeah, like, she overblown that, like...
Mm.
And Shayna's crying in the background. You can see it, but she's trying to be tough. I'm like...
Right. Yeah.
And you got a new video coming out pretty soon with the Wolf Chef, right?
Yeah, Friday.
Okay. So everybody be on the lookout for that and go give Perpetual Comedy's new video the positive news for August or June, July, August, and September. Go give that a like. That's new on the Perpetual Comedy YouTube channel.
That's right.
And follow him on TikTok too. He makes great videos with Jake Thomas, and he tells like corny dad jokes.
Yes, I do.
And what else did you do on your TikTok?
Whatever I feel like doing at the moment. Yeah, you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah,
like a lot's like a box of my TikTok is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Will we ever see you do that dance that's trending?
What dance is that?
The Brooks and Dunn one dance where they go, what the hell is that song? It's like very hot right now on TikTok. When the sun goes down on my side of town.
I never heard it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing that. I'm like, wow. Jake Thomas would be funny doing that.
Yeah, he would. I got the wig right in my drawer.
I'll send you a video so you can look at it.
Okay. We got the wrestling. We talk about the movies. And we do want to kind of hit like some main topics. I don't even listen to music nowadays. I don't like the new music really.
Oh yeah, there's a good song. Do you know Waylon Jennings?
No.
His grandson, Struggles Jennings, my buddy Justin brought this up to me. This new song called God We Need You Now. It's awesome.
Okay, it's cool.
And a lot of things.
I'll be right out. I apologize.
That's all right.
I can't talk. I'm on a podcast.
I got a question for you about Jess and you.
I'm not on the phone, Mom. I'm on a podcast.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yep. Yeah. Hi, Mom. Anyway. Music, yeah, I listen. Well, I mean, I do watch the Wu-Tang show on Hulu. That's good.
Oh, yeah, I've seen previews for it.
Yeah, it's really good. But, think about that wraps up. We got some 20-minute podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Simple. But, I'm gonna go eat and wind down for the night. But you have a good night, buddy.
You too, bro.
And don't forget, follow Plistron on YouTube and the Bloodhunter.
Thank you.
Perpetual Comedy on YouTube or on all social media or on TikTok. Anywhere you can find podcasts. Hope you listen to us. Hope you enjoy. Until next time. What's that, Jeff?
Go check out www.thehenryqueue.com.
I thought you were going to say stay something.
Oh, stay too sweet.
Boom. Later, Gators.